Our special guest this morning, Elliot from the band Metis. A very good morning to you.
Morning, mate. How are you?
All right, thank you. Welcome to Bishop FM
Thank you for having us on this Saturday morning.
I know you were playing last night, weren't you?
Yes, I was, yeah.
You were playing Barnard Castle?
Yes, the Cricketers' Arms, yeah. It was a good one. It was a good gig.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Late night, early mornings, that's all
late
it's all
night
about,
and
isn't it?
Early morning, right. Okay, so we'll understand then. So tell me about Metis. How did they form? How did it all come together?
It was about 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago now. I was looking for band members. Tried all over social media and all that. And then just one night I thought, oh, I'll have a look on Google if there's any pages there. And I came across one page and put an ad out. And Daniel, the lead guitarist, messages within about 5 minutes and said he was interested. He originally wanted to be a rhythm guitarist, but then about half an hour later we had Andrew messages, who is the rhythm guitarist, and another lad at the time who's now gone, Sam, he wanted to play lead guitarist, so Daniel said, oh, I'm happy to go to bass. And then we found a drummer, had played a few gigs, the drummer did leave, we got another drummer in, and then Sam left because he was going travelling around Australia or something like that, so Daniel finally got his wish and moved to lead guitar and got a bassist in, which is Liam, who's with us now. He's from Barnard Castle. And then that drummer left, and now we've got Adam, the new drummer, which he's very talented man. But so that's basically how it came across, really. Just
okay.
Me searching the internet.
I'm always intrigued about bands because is it that there is a common musical style and interest and shared influences that brings a band together, or does that kind of gel and form and change during the course of the recordings and the writing process?
No, I think it does help with a lot of bands if everyone has the same interests. You know what I mean? We all have very all the same interests. We like all the same bands, all the same style of music. You know what I mean? So it does help a lot that a lot of us we're all on the same wavelength rather than everyone having different things. I mean, we all do have our certain things that we like, which we try and put into our own music and all that, so which is why we come out with the songs we do. But yeah, it does help a lot that we're all on the same page, as in like,
yeah. And you've already chosen a song from Oasis.
Yeah, big influences on Oasis. I just think they're amazing, you know what I mean? Like, what they've done, you watch all these things, that film Supersonic they brought out, and it's just like, tells you all about their story and all. It kind of makes us, that's what we want to do, you know what I mean? You look like that, I want to play there, you know what I mean? I want to do what they've done. So bands like that, like Oasis, like I say, there's my influence, biggest influence is like Catfish in the Bottom, and Andrew loves the Stereophonics, so we do get a lot of ideas off them. We don't steal them, try not to anyway, but you know what I mean?
No,
but,
you are influenced
yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, people come up, does that sound like that? And we're like, oh, we're going to have to scrap that one now, aren't we?
Some of the biggest bands in the world make songs that remind us.
Yeah.
That sounds like... What about the writing process, Elliot? How does that work within the band?
Daniel, he's the main writer in the band. He comes along with... he'll send us lyrics or something, or what he's done, or chord progressions, and we'll meet up at the practice and he'll play us what he's got and we'll go from there, you know what I mean? Usually we'll meet up at practice and do like a 2-hour session at a practice and be done, like have a song done in that time, you know what I mean? Because all from just Daniel come with his guitar, the guitar rhythm for the guitar and that, and the lyrics, and then in that practice we'll add the drums and the bass and put it all together, and it's usually done by then. So that's how we really write, and really it's all down to Daniel. He's the main man, you know what I mean? I just like to sit there and people go, did you write that song? And I'm like, no, I didn't, unfortunately, but this guy did.
So tell me about Turn It Down in particular, because this is the song we're just about to play. And
yeah.
And if you go to social media and check out Metis, then the signs are it's looking very good for you.
We hope so. Yeah, it's Turn It Down is I think it's one of the biggest like ones that we wrote. The one more people like a lot more. You know what I mean? It's well, that one we recorded that one, and funnily enough, it was when we recorded it, we were all a bit like, oh, we don't know about that one. You know what I mean? So, but then we put it out there, and it's just kind of gone massive. You know what I mean? Everyone's listening. Oh, comes up. There's all of that song, Turn It Down, and they don't really have it like. Daniel always says they don't really have any meaning to them, like, so we have to kind of make up a story, you know what I mean, or what they're all about. But Daniel's just like, he just thinks of an idea for a song and just goes from there, you know what I mean. So Turn It Down, it's not really about anything, I think. It's just about going out on a night out and meeting a girl, I suppose, but you know what I mean. But no, I'd say it's not really any experiences he's had, Daniel's had, I don't think. It's just ideas that pop into us, and that sounds good, you know what I mean. So that is I think now that one's out there and it's got the reception we've got, and when we do it live, I think it's now grown to all the band's favourite one we do now. So
right,
it's good.
Well, let's hear it then, shall we? This is Metis and this is Turn It Down. Good song. That's a good
thank
song.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, so what gigs have you got lined up where we can go along and see you?
We've got two next weekend, actually. One in North Bitchburn, it is. I think that's where it is. And then another one, I think it's a private party, the next one. And then we are playing at the ROF Music Festival in September. We played there last year. That was a good one last year. And then we're in Darlington as well at the end of August, towards the end of August, at the Old English Gentleman down there. So we're just all over, really, trying to get as far out as we can, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was actually one of our gigs when we first got introduced to Dean, because one of our relative messaged us while we were at a gig, saying she put our name forward to him and then he messaged us, and that's how we're with him there. But yeah, it's we do like to gig a lot. We try to get do as many as we can, you know what I mean, one a weekend and that. So hopefully maybe two a weekend. But to be fair, we want to do it like all the time, you know what I mean, like. So people ring us up, oh, can you do this gig, and we very rarely turn them down, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We'll get there if we can.
Yeah, good stuff. What about recordings? Have you got studio time booked for new recordings?
Yes, we do. We are currently writing some new material for the album. We're going to put, like, obviously the EP's finished now, so as soon as that's out and out the way, we're going to head straight back in and start on the album, because we don't really want to wait a bit, you know what I mean? We kind of want to keep things flowing rather than put the EP out and wait. We want to just kind of carry it on going and keep the momentum going with everybody, and
yeah,
make sure we don't lose it, you know what I mean. So it's the best thing to do, just wait, get a song, ring up and book a session in, we'll be in there all day no matter how long it takes us. So we'll be, as long as we come out and it's done, that's it. But yeah, now it's just focusing on the album, get that done.
Okay, so the EP comes soon.
Yes, it's out in September. It's all ready to go, but we are going to do a big event, an EP launch for it, in I think the venue is yet to be confirmed, but yeah, we're going to do a big night for that, hopefully get a good crowd down for it, you know what I mean, have a couple of bands on before us as well, so it's like something going on, you know, like all night rather than people just sitting around and waiting for us. So have a few bands on, get the drinks flowing for people and all that, have a good time, and then we'll come on and mess the place up or something, you know what I mean?
So all songs on the EP, original recordings?
Yep,
penned by yourselves?
Yes, all written and wrote by, like I say, like by Daniel, so all our original stuff, so.
All right, well, thank you very much indeed. It's been great to talk to you, and we wish you all the very, very best of luck with the band Metis. And when the EP's out at the end of September, pop back.
Thank you very much, mate. Thank
Let
you
us know how it's going, and we'll play some one or two tracks from it, yeah?
Thank you very much, mate. Thank you for having us.